This hour of the Alex Jones podcast brought to you by FakeTV.com. FakeTV is the burglar deterrent that makes it look like you're home watching television. Don't be a burglary victim. Go to FakeTV.com. Order a fake TV for just $29.95 and shipping is free.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The full report is up on Infowars.com from last night's nightly news, but I want to kick this transmission off by interrupting my own transmission with this transmission on Obama preparing to take over the telecommunications systems, including the internet and your smartphone. Here it is. And finally tonight on InfoWars and Nightly News, I want to break down a story that showed up in headlines across the country and even as far away as England tonight. New alert system gives president special code for emergency messages. That's out of the Hill. The Daily Mail got it right, saying new emergency alert system will give Obama the power to flip a switch and address the entire nation at once. The Washington Post described it as something out of George Orwell's 1984. I'm one of the first people in the United States to start warning of this as far back as 1996, because broadcast engineers in radio stations that I was working in had been part of the Texas Association of Broadcast meetings where the feds, under Clinton's orders, were preparing to have it ready by 1999 so Bill Clinton could start overriding radio and TV broadcast, VHF, UHF, AM, FM, and be able to force his messages onto the air like something out of the old Soviet Union. A literal broadcast kill switch is what it did. It didn't allow the stations to tune to an emergency channel to put the president on. It had it where the systems couldn't work and were overridden by federal pieces of equipment at the tower and at the broadcast site. And I interviewed on air, changing their voices, multiple broadcast engineers, one of them very high level up. And since then, in films like Police State 2000, I exposed it in 1999. Now, in previous reports in the last 19 years, we've broken down the evil authoritarian applications of all of these systems. But I want to recap some of those for you now. This allows the state to begin the process of openly having state run media, not just covertly funding the dinosaur media. And the Pentagon got the law changed last year to be able to engage in domestic deception or psyops here in the United States. But its real intention is to be able to cut off anything embarrassing like Rand Paul and his filibuster being cut off across the world and across the United States in channels carrying U.S. media when he was engaged in his filibuster. That's what this is all about. Again, even the Washington Post, that we have linked here in our article from 2011, described it as something out of Orwell's 1984. This was already in place by then. It was in place in the late 90s, but expanded to be on smartphones, all computers, you name it. My phone, my Apple iPhone 5, that's really a portable computer, turns on now when the Obama alerts come in. And it's always about hurricanes or floods, something reasonable. But that can be done locally. It's setting the precedent so that people get accustomed to it, so we can begin to get the political messages. It was floated by the Association of Broadcasters nationally and right here in Texas back in 1996-97, that again, there would be government programming, not just PSAs, routinely overriding hours a day. And that's what had the association so upset. And so they were able to get some of it backed off. That is not the case now. The feds are pushing for digital license plates that only cost a few dollars. The technology's gotten so cheap, that have messages about who's wanted and images of people on your license plates. That is just part of the report. It's got a few minutes left. The full report is up on InfoWars.com on this live Wednesday, the 16th day of July, 2014 transmission. I'll also, later in the hour, air the entire report because it's so important for our affiliates to know what's going on. I know most of them are aware of what's happening, but this is a big deal. And we need to treat it as such and try to make this a controversy. Because if you don't make tyranny a controversy, it becomes the norm and you become a slave.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. It is the 16th day of July, 2014, on this Wednesday, worldwide transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. And we are going to be here for the next 3 hours, Lord willing. I want to take phone calls in the first hour. We've got Abby Johnson, who was unable to come on the show last week from here in Austin because of all the traffic being shut down with Barack Obama being in town. She was so stuck in her car, she couldn't even get to a landline. Heading up a group that investigates Planned Parenthood and the fact that they target minorities. So we'll probably be called racist for trying to save Hispanic and black babies, but nevertheless, we will engage in the racism here today. Now, if I was a Nazi collaborator like George Soros, I'd get ADL awards, but side issue. Or Schwarzenegger, I'd get ADL awards, but side issue. And 2 + 2 = 5, Obama said, and you didn't build your business, and raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit. I know I just keep going back to that. I'm just realizing I'm a bad person. And Steve Watson has an article out today. Majority reject Obama policies across the board because they're bad, not because of racism. You know, it's just funny that we have to say that. I was thinking about the borders collapsing and how horrible that's going to be for all Americans. It's a no-brainer on every front. And that I kind of shrink from even bringing it up because of political correctness. Even I am under mind control. We should be angry that we've been conditioned that it's racist to say we should not let third world countries collapse into us. And sure, the feds have got robots online that go around posing as racist, you know, calling Hispanics names in all the forums. And we've tracked a lot of it back. Most of it is bots doing it just to make us all infight. I mean, we're in a science fiction movie, people. We are in a science fiction movie. And the globalists are manipulating the human condition publicly. I mean, this whole telecommunications takeover that I'm going to cover at the bottom of the hour, where they're saying, oh, you're going to start seeing Obama on TV, hearing him on the radio and on your smartphone. It's not just going to be text. He's going to be breaking in with announcements. I told you years ago they put the system in, and I said when they get ready to start using it, get ready. At first it'll be hurricanes and earthquakes and things to set the precedent. It's reasonable, and then it's going to be political announcements. Just like they started 20 years ago putting up those highway signs for Amber Alerts and Alzheimer's patients, and now they have do not drink and walk or you'll be arrested in Austin. Or call this number to report illegal guns. And then people don't know that what guns are illegal. Most TV shows are based in fantasy land where guns are all banned and you go to jail for having a gun. You know, the cop shows. And so the cops come. I mean, it's mind control literally operating off of a public that doesn't know where their butt is with both hands. I mean, I'm sorry to use terms like that, but that's the only way to describe it. I mean, they're just such victims, such domesticated, pathetic, jellyfish-like, unbelievably mindless, having no idea that they're being circled by wolves and sharks that are dragging innocent, mindless, weak people off into the system to be torn to shreds, slowly and deliberately and disgustingly. I don't know how else to describe all of this. And that's the thing about tyranny, is that when you put up with it, it becomes completely over the top every time. And it is now absolutely over the top. Over the top. And it's going to get more over the top. That's what over the top means. And I know I'm stating the obvious here, but it's just hitting me all the time. My gosh, this is really all happening. And it's going to get crazier. And it's all going to come true. Our worst nightmares. Because you let evil people run things. Welcome to my nightmare. I know you're going to like it. Quote Alice Cooper. The globalists like nightmares. That's their dreams. I've read a lot of criminology, and I've interviewed a lot of the top psychiatrists and psychologists. I forget who she is, her name. I heard her on Coast to Coast years ago. I'd seen her on Discovery Channel, History Channel. We need to look it up and remember. I had her on a few years ago, and I heard her on George Norrie for like 3 hours, and I got her on for 2 hours one day. And she's one of the most famous criminologists, psychologists. I forget her name. Just look up famous psychologists to serial killers, and her name will come up top. That's for the guys, we can get her on, because I keep wanting to get her on. I keep forgetting to look it up. And you know, I've probably only read 20 books or so. I mean, that's not that many on the criminology of serial killers and people like that. Sounds like a lot. It's not. But the overwhelming thing is that a lot of them have nightmares and are like basically think they're being attacked by demons all the time. Whether you believe that's real or not, this is the archetype that they're going through. And the only time they feel good and the only time they feel satisfied is when they've got a five-year-old child tied down, torturing them for 6 weeks and, quote, using them up, sucking their energy out, torturing them to death slowly until they're not even horrified anymore and can't beg anymore and can't be in total horror anymore, then they kill them. And that's what, in authoritarian regimes, totalitarian regimes, but prisons and dungeons are about, is a supper of Satan. It's a feeding off the energy, vampirically. See, vampires are real, but not with fangs, and they don't live forever. But they're all over the place. And they're trying to create a culture shift where all these weak people become like Renfields, who aren't really vampires, but serve the vampires and think they're getting power off the reflected glow of being right up against it. And that's what the zombie iconography is about. All of it is about a satanic wave that is already breaking through the hedge and the gate and is now going to fully come in to manifest. Welcome to my nightmare. I think you're gonna like it. I don't think I'm gonna like it. I don't think you're gonna like it. But the point is, I was interviewing her, and I was just going off the books I'd read and the things I'd seen, and also, I guess you could call it demonic temptation that I've dealt with, where basically you get assaulted by evil until you give into it, but then it just basically drives you. They have a word for it. And that's what this New World Order is all about, is that force, whether you believe it's an archetype manifesting through the human psyche or whether it's interdimensional beings doing it. The ancients, all across the board said, no, it's interdimensional beings doing it. It wants a global technocracy machine that it can drive, that it can possess, the ghost in the machine, and it's not the Holy Ghost. And the world, more and more, is being possessed by it. The rebellion, the lust, the fire, the power. But at the bottom of the rat hole, a lot of strong, good people are attracted just to the fire because it looks like strength on the surface. You go through that wall of fire, it's ice-cold evil and wants to rip children into pieces and torture small babies. So that's why you've got to totally reject Satan. And I'm talking to all the Renfields out there that think you know about evil, that think you're cool and shocking with your dark sunglasses and your green shirt and your black jacket, and you're imagining you're in all this evil. You have not seen anything, and you have no idea. You're weak. And that's why you are attracted to it, is because there is power there, the God of this world. You like the style of darkness. Oh, all right. I mean, there's a bunch of news. It's all off the chart. Let me just do this. Let me control myself. Go to break and then just try to cover this news. It's all up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll come back from break and we'll go over all of it here today. It's a rubbing our noses in it. And the psychopath only feels alive when they're doing those horrible things. And it's like a white light is how it's described. But the rest of the time, they are absolutely cold and pathetic and unhappy. The baseline pop psychology says that they just don't have feelings and don't care. That's not true. They're gone. And so they have no personality because they're not home. they're only animated when the ghost is driving the machine. And that's why there's a war against consciousness and an attempt to bring in an artificial consciousness. That's why there's an attempt to target children from birth with the technotronic weapon systems. I don't know how any of you can be bored out there, all the yuppies saying they're bored. You are in the middle of a full-scale galactic war. We'll be back.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Every morning
at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad John.
All right, folks, we are back live.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when the timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast. Everybody thought that they'd breathe the last, said John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sack and timber, gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone. Big John.
All right, folks, let's get into the news here.
Big John.
Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad John.
I guess you might as well just finish the song. It's a good story.
Without his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save Big John. With jacks and timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down on the ground. And the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John. Big John.
Big John.
Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John.
I guess you can go to iTunes and hear the whole thing.
Now they never reopened that worthless.
That's not an infomercial. Apple's not a sponsor.
Stand in front of it. These few words written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
All right, folks. Now.
Big John.
Let me just go ahead and tell you what's coming up here on the show today. Excuse me.
Big Bad John.
Bank of America offering $13 billion to resolve probe. Bank previously offered $12 billion to settle the matter. Sounds like a lot, doesn't it? But it's actually trillions, trillions of swindling, money laundering, derivatives, credit default swaps, counterfeiting fraud. A mountain. And that's what the big six banks are all involved in, and they run the narcotics, and they run the weapons worldwide, and they run the media, and they run all the moves to overthrow our society. And why shouldn't they? I mean, we sit here and let the globalists issue the currency and credit worldwide that they can just buy anything they want with. Brand new jets, palaces, our daughters, our sons. They'll often fight and die and do everything else to serve them, and it's all pulled out of a rabbit's head, like a little oaken-carved chit, a tally stick. That was the money 1,000 years ago in England, because the king declared it. He just said, sticks we carve are what buys things, horses, ships, dry goods, weapons, beer, with a stick. And you just can't get the public to even realize that the Federal Reserve's not federal. You think people get mad about that? You think people would get concerned that, you mean it's not federal and it runs everything and it's really a front group for a bunch of foreign banks? You know, in Australia and England, the United States, all the same. Same CPS, same forced vaccines, same exact names of the agencies in most cases. Because big banks come up with it. They run the whole show. The whole stinking show from pillar to post. And in America, if you walk up to the Federal Reserve or you're even a quarter mile away videotaping, armed men will show up who are armed security guards, calling themselves federal officers, and they will threaten you. And they will have the police come, and the police will falsely arrest you in many cases. We have it on video. because let me tell you something. You're scum to them. They're going to take your whole world and my whole world down, and there's nothing you're going to do about it in their mind. And if we sit there and take it, we deserve what comes. We'll be right back after this break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signal's broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful. And they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight. Feeding off us, perched on top of us, from birth to death, are our owners.
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor compared to all westernized countries today.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite.
For the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality.
I've got one that can see.
We can't be the only ones who can see.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's got at the root of all our problems.
There. It's a new morning in America. Fresh, vital. The old cynicism is gone. We have faith in our leaders. We're optimistic as to what becomes of it all. It really boils down to our ability to accept. We don't need pessimism.
I have two words for you. Predator drones.
And who are you, little fella?
You will never see it coming.
I'm predicting the first guy who uses a Second Amendment weapon to bring a drone down that's been hovering over his house is going to be a folk hero in this
country. Nice!
There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets.
I'm just trying to warn you folks, the television is a giant LED weapon system. It's so advanced. They got a monkey farm in Bastrop, folks, that they do all sorts of testing on great apes, rhesus monkeys, the whole nine yards. And they go, oh, you didn't see this, and punch a button, and it'd be hundreds of monkeys with wires in their brains with television sets brainwashing them.
All I ever have to do is be famous. People watch me, and they love me.
You can have a little taste of that good life, too. Now, I know you want it. Hell, everybody does.
Do it to your own kind.
What's the threat? We all sell out every day. Might as well be on the winning team.
The real men of the world have to stand up and say, I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Time to take a stand, boys. You know what? You got a little courage. Stand up for yourself.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The Oscar winners give a press conference and how to buy a sailboat.
Long live the Republic!
Again, ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide on this Wednesday edition. I'd like to hear from you on any subject you'd like to discuss, from the collapsing borders to the decline of the dollar to banks in the U.S. and Europe now saying, yeah, we may start charging you to have deposits and changing regulations with governments to bail in or actually take your money out of the bank to protect it. I said that. Take your money. Take your Social Security, take your pension, take your 401k, take your stocks, and take part of it to protect it. You know 2 plus 2 equals 5. You know Heather has two mommies. You know open borders are good. You know George Washington is bad. You know we need to be like Chicago, highest crime rate in the world by taking guns from citizens. You know gun control works. You know you didn't build that business. You know raising the debt doesn't raise the debt. You know the government runs ISIS, but that's no big deal. But ISIS is a threat, so we got to take all your rights. See, it's the inversion of reality by design, flaunting it in our faces. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Here's some of the headlines. I'll just start now. Cry havoc and loose the dogs of war. Feds to open $50 million resort for illegals and their children, complete with tennis courts, saunas, and pools. That is not a joke. That is up on drudgereport.com with the photos and the official announcement that the feds are basically going to be, through faith-based initiatives, that's what Bush started and the Democrats love, total violation of the First Amendment, the churches, and this is a Baptist group doing this. The Catholics, Baptists, they're all in on it at the top. And then this country is just an absolute shambles. This is why Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs cannot, it's been a year, and he goes to the VA constantly since he's been here 3 or 4 months. He goes down every week. He was down there again today to have a meeting about a meeting about a meeting. And then he had another meeting today about a meeting to then get health care. And he has to have black sheets for the blood he coughs up all night long. And he goes in the bathroom here and coughs up blood. And that's what happens when you get blown up in an armored vehicle that's on fire. And he doesn't get health care. But the illegals are now going to get a resort with saunas, pools, and hot tubs. And they're going to get more than that. Because you've got to incentivize getting the people across Mexico from Central and South America. It's dangerous. Sure, they pay to get on trains. Others are allowed to load on in a deliberate agreement with the Guatemalan president that wasn't public until WorldNet Daily dug it out. But it's confirmed that they made the deal last year. Obama went down there, but it was obvious it was a deal. I mean, Mexico used to have a very controlled border. They still do. But the illegals have to pay the government in cash at the Guatemalan border, and then they're allowed to get on the trains and conduit up. And then they're harshly dealt with if they get off the trains anywhere in Mexico. And they go, no, we want to go to El Norte, because that's where you get 3 hots in a bed and all the health care you need, and now tennis courts, saunas, and pools. This is from the Gateway Pundit. We've mirrored it up on Infowars.com. The Obama administration has awarded a $50 million contract to a charitable group to buy a Texas resort hotel and transform it into a 600-bed facility for juvenile illegal aliens. The beautiful Palm Air Resort and Hotel has an indoor Olympic-sized pool. Wow, that's nice. And an outdoor pool. I get to go pay $3 and swim in Barton Springs. I don't get that. Free Wi-Fi. I don't get that. And cable TV. I don't get that. I have to pay for that. And included is a decorated guest rooms. The Palm Air Hotel suites is said to be sold to Baptist Child and Family Services, operating under the federal contract pending local government approval, according to reports from West Laco, Texas, where the hotel is located. I want to send reporters down there right now, today. I just want somebody to go down there. West Laco is a few miles from the Rio Grande in Hidalgo County. I mean, get on an airplane, fly there, just boom, let's do it right now. The resort hotel for illegal alien children is reportedly the first in the nation. And looks like a nice South Texas resort. I take my family sometimes, down to the funky Texas beach. We stay in places like this. They're nice. The plan is to have the hotel ready for illegal alien children by October 1st of the year. A mere 2.5 months from now, it is expected the average stay will be about 15 days. And I want people to go on the property. They'll have some security guard say, go away or whatever, because they don't want anybody seeing this. I want somebody to go in undercover. I want to see the rooms. I want everything. So just decide who we're going to send right now on this. I think Jakari's doing the news tonight. I mean, I guess we could send Kit and Adon Salazar, or we could miss a big story. But I want to go down and show HD video of this to everybody. And go file a report on this. And it's in the Valley Morning Stars where this originally broke. So there you go. I want to go shooting with Joe Biggs tomorrow. But I think this is more important because he can't get health care. I think we probably need to send Joe. We can go shoot with suppressed guns another time. We're going to do a... we do occasional Second Amendment shows. And I was planning to do another one because one of my buddies is into silencers and he's got a bunch. He's got one for a .50 cal. Pretty awesome. and went through all the federal stamp stuff and everything, obviously. So we're going to go do an episode just for fun and also for the viewers like it. People have been asking for their brothers in arms. So Shane and Sid and I are going to go out shooting tomorrow. Tomorrow evening. Got to keep the Second Amendment culture going. It's one of the few things we've got. That's why they want to kill it, because the right of people to be armed to defend themselves is a culture. And the globalists have to override all cultures. A big story. FBI says three cartel members are accused of kidnapping South Carolina man. Mexican drug cartels. I mean, they have thousands of kidnappings a year now. I think the last number I saw was 4,000 plus in Phoenix, that only had a few hundred a year just a few years ago. And it's like Mexico now. And when Joe Arpaio does something about it, and he does have some police state excesses, but that's part of why the globalists are collapsing things, because then you've got to have a police state to deal with. But then he actually uses the police state to try to protect the public. I'm not endorsing it. That's what's happening by necessity. And then the feds try to block him. See, that's the thing about this tyranny. But AP's making a big deal about it because they still think it's a big deal in South Carolina, you know, to have Mexican drug cartels kidnapping people. And then now the Mexican drug cartels are having heydays in Chicago kidnapping, and it's just kept quiet. And the word is they pay the Chicago police a slice, of course, and so they're allowed to do it. Boy, watching this country roll over dead and rot in the sun is not a fun thing, is it? And the bad part is it's going to get a lot worse, ladies and gentlemen. Whew. I don't know. Down the road, I mean, I guess I've said I'll never leave the country, but, I mean, what's the point if the country leaves me? I mean, it's like saying I'll never abandon my dog, but if my dog died, I'm going to bury it. But I don't want to talk like that because I don't want to give up. That's what they want to do, is demoralize us and break our backs. So let's just keep going as hard as we can and keep our commitments to try to be good people. It's just so obvious that we shouldn't be going down this road. And the political class just is a bunch of deviants. They want to wreck everything because they like to wreck things. People say, why? Why? The average person goes, why would they stage a false flag to grab power? You know, again, why does this rapist rape women? Why does a psychopathic killer grab kids and torture them? I mean, it's what they like to do. It's like, why do people mutilate themselves? It's what they like to do. You or I don't get it. We're like, why does that person chop their fingers off? Well, they think it's cool. Why does that person mutilate themselves? Well, they think it's cool. Why don't you be tolerant and accept it, is the view they give us. But that's not about being tolerant. It's about us adopting. See, first it's be tolerant, then it's endorse, then it's adopt. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to adopt abortion for birth control. I'm not going to adopt GMO, just go with it, when it kills the rats they feed it to on record, just across the board. I'm not going to adopt glyphosate. I'm not going to just adopt dying and rolling over in the ditch because society at the top is run by psychopaths, and at the bottom, a bunch of decadent, disconnected people living on borrowed time with wolves circling you. We're going to go to break and come back and talk to Raider, Jack, Brian, Philip, Carl, and others until the second segment of the next hour. And then Abby Johnson's going to pop in for about 20, 30 minutes. We'll go back to your calls. And then she had to reschedule because her plane was late or something. She didn't get to the phone in time. It's understandable the way the airports are now. Dr. Alveda King, niece of Martin Luther King, who's got a great new book that I just started reading last weekend. It's at my house right now. I read about half of it. It's on my kitchen table. I was reading it this morning. King Rules, 10 Truths for You and Your Family and Our Nation to Prosper. Really good book. Medicine for a Sick Society and a Sick Culture. So that's all coming up. Briefly, I always forget to do this and then I end up having to scramble here on air. I have my glass of filtered cold water. I have my Survival Shield, Super Nation Iodine X2, proprietary from Deep Earth pure iodine crystals. And I put the elixir in organic palm oil base. And then I take the Super Mel Vitality. I was out a little late last night, so I'm going to take an extra dose here. Forgot to take it this morning. Be sure and consult your physician before you take this stuff. This is not a game. I don't put out crap, and everybody knows that. If you've tried this stuff, well, everybody's pretty much a repeat customer because we're not selling crud. This stuff's all very simple what it is, but I found out in the supplement industry, people just will not put out the quality. I mean, it cost us upwards of $20 a bottle for some of these supplements, and then we sell them for, you know, $40, $30, $50, depending on the supplement. That's how much these concentrated organic oils, essential oils, and concentrates and herbs are. And the Super Male Vitality, the Super Female Vitality, and then, of course, the X2 just acts, in my view, from what I've researched from, you know, the doctors and others, it's like an adjuvant accelerating the other herbs and things. And even more importantly, it funds this operation, a savage, true assault on the New World Order. A savage, true assault on tyranny. InfoWarsLife.com is where you find these amazing supplements and where you dump gas in our gas tank to rampage over the enemy operations. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the Mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the Mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Gain your independence all this month. Emergency Essentials will help you prepare with our biggest Mountain House sale ever. Now through July 31st, save up to 50% on every Mountain House can in stock. Mountain House food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. The freeze-dried lasagna is only $17.49, and the pasta primavera is only $18.49. Shop Emergency Essentials right now at BePrepared.com for the lowest prices in the country. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Teenagers like me used to think our parents were just weird because they put their phones and computers inside those flimsy little fake leather cases. Then my folks both got a Blockit Pocket. Mom knows it keeps her safe from the phone's radiation. Dad knows it keeps his information private. I like my Blockit Pocket because it blocks hacking and tracking. Awesome. BlockitPocket.com has other cool stuff too. Huh, guess my parents aren't so weird. Get your Blockit Pocket at BlockitPocket.com.
I sound really negative and dark, it's because the world is getting very dark, is getting very evil. We have to recognize it to avoid it. Just like I told the story a few days ago of what happened this weekend where a car came out of its lane. I looked instinctively, didn't see anything on the curb, drove up just on my wheels up on the curb, but looked about 30 feet down. There was a couple walking with their back to me, and so made a split-second decision. Okay, I'm going back over into that lane. I'm just going to run into this car if I have to. I'm not going to run these people over. At least that person's in a car. It wasn't even a thought. It was just, oh, God, there's people. I got to go back over. Luckily, that car had gone back into its lane. And so it's not negative to say, oh, my gosh, there are people right there. I don't want to run them over. It's positive to be honest about what was happening, to stop living in denial. And I know I'm stating incredibly obvious things, folks, but we're in trouble, okay? This is beyond anything we've ever seen, and it's going to get a lot worse very fast. The elite think we're so stupid, they're publicly funding Al-Qaeda worldwide. Publicly. It's in the news now. And the media reports it in the back of the paper like it's no big deal, like they're reporting on the weather or something. The price of tea in China. No, I said I'd go to your calls. I'm just really freaked out. Because if they get away with all this, I mean, man, it's moving quicker than I thought. Let's go to Jack in FEMA Region 2. I guess that's formerly up there in the Northeast somewhere. What former state are you in?
New York.
Oh, so you're in former New York. All right. What's on your mind today, Jack?
Okay. Well, I've been listening to you with horror. I'm a little nervous, so bear with me.
It's okay, brother.
I'm not used to talking on the telephone or on the radio.
Got it.
But I've noticed a few things. I've been listening to you for over 10 years, probably more like 15, 16 years. And I can't no longer afford, unfortunately, to be a member. I've tried, but I live on a fixed income.
I totally understand, sir. I mean, everything that's on PrisonPlanet.tv, you get it first there being a member, and it's $5.95 a month. But everything ends up being free on YouTube, InfoWars, and Prison Planet within a day or so. So please, anyone, don't feel obligated to be a PrisonPlanet.tv member. In fact, I'm going to give you our customer service number. In fact, I'm going to say this right now. I want to create an email and a customer service number code that if people call, we will give you a code. And I'm just going to give you a membership, sir. Okay? And anyone else that wants a membership, you just call here and we will give you one. Okay? So make sure that gets set up. Make sure they know. And then we can have original codes we create that we give people. Okay, so go ahead and get to your point, sir.
Okay, a couple things. One thing is, in watching you, I've noticed that you've never commented. I'm sure you know about this, but I've never heard you comment on it. That doesn't mean you haven't, but the IMF and the World Bank and their shenanigans. When I was in college working on my master's degree, which I subsequently gave up when Bush got elected, but because I could see the handwriting on the wall. But anyway, there are what's called structural adjustment programs. And
yeah, that's where they tell a country what to do to get the money, and it's dictatorship. Just stay there. I'll tell folks about it. We're back in 1 minute, and we're going to get to everybody. We're going to get to Philip and Michael and Carl and Truth Trader. Don't hang up, Jack. I'm coming back to you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Waging war on corruption.